Advocacy to order. Colleagues, first off, you have at your desk a letter from me and a list of the Senate bills that have been assigned to this committee so far. It's rather self-explanatory, and just a little heads up on some fairly simple bills that I'm hoping when we get there we can move fairly quickly through. So if you have any questions after committee or something or in the next few days, please let me know. I'm going to open a work session on House Bill 2080. Diane.
Okay, Chair Cruz and members of the committee, House Bill 2080 was first heard in this committee on the 8th of March. This bill appropriates money from the general fund to the State Commission on Children and Families for their administrative costs and community planning costs of the local commissions of children and families. It serves an emergency effective July 1st. It has a subsequent referral to Ways and Means. At this point, I have not had any amendments come forward that I know of to the bill. Some of the background on the bill and the discussions that we had, that you had last time, had to do with underfunding of local commissions at the onset when they were first implemented, and then also when Senate Bill 555 was implemented and additional responsibilities of local commissions to facilitate local comprehensive planning and mapping. There were some monies that were allocated to local commissions for that process, but the proponents of the bill assert that that may not have been quite enough money for locals to do the facilitating and continue their additional duties.
So is there any discussion? Representative Barnhart.
In my copy of the bill, there's a blank.
Yes.
Are we planning to insert some numbers in there?
No. This is a funding bill for local commissions. It's been requested by the chair of the subcommittee in Ways and Means, and it's up to them to fill in the blank.
And, Mr. Chair?
Yes, Representative Mona Sanders.
It's my understanding that this is sort of we're treating the Commission on Children and Families a little bit differently than others, like alcohol and drug, and where we don't take monies out of general fund to fund for administrative costs and planning costs. That usually comes out of DHS budget. So why are we treating this a little differently? We might have talked about it, but for some reason I don't have my notes on.
Well, Representative, the commission is standalone, so it's their own funding. It doesn't come out of an agency budget.
But it should come out of their own budget. I mean, the budget that whatever they're allotted.
Oh.
This is a...
Well, we aren't allocating any dollar amount to this. What we're saying is that this is a bill for the Ways and Means Subcommittee to make a determination on how much money should go to the local commissions for their planning function.
But don't these local commissions already receive funding to support planning? So why are we taking more money to support planning?
Representative, this isn't necessarily more money. This will be the money they get.
It seems to imply that appropriates money from the general fund to State Commission on Children and Families for administrative costs and planning costs of local commissions on children and families. So if they've already got it, then why do we need this bill?
Is this not their budget bill?
Mm-mm.
No.
Oh, okay.
That's the thing that's confusing to me, too, also, Mr. Chair. I don't understand why we need to do this in addition to the budget bill. And maybe it's just because I simply don't understand the appropriations trust. I don't know.
What we are ascertaining is that the money that is allocated in the budget process to the local commissions for their planning functions and their other activities is not enough for them to fully reach the goals they're supposed to reach. And so we are sending down a bill So if the Ways and Means folks in the discuss their deliberations on what they fund choose to allocate what they would assume to be enough money for the local commission to accomplish their objectives, they have the vehicle to do that.
Mr.
Representative Mosa.
Maybe a naive question, but can't they increase the budget without this? Can't they simply add more to the budget that's already they're already dealing with?
Representative, yes, they could. What the intent of this bill is for a substantive committee to say that we think that the local commissions need more money because of the increased responsibilities they have, and that we support making sure that the local planning bodies have the resources necessary to achieve their objectives. So that's committee. That's the policy decision. Is
okay.
Yeah,
okay. I've got it.
And
okay, I would move that we pass House Bill 2080 to the Ways and Means Committee with a due pass recommendation.
Representative Morissette moves House Bill 2080 to the Committee on Ways and Means with a due pass recommendation. Any further discussion? Representative Barnhart.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chair. Having that clarified for me makes it clear what my views about this are. I do not believe in a tight budget world that we live in today that it's appropriate for us to spend additional funds on planning as opposed to program. I've had comments from a number of constituents about the planning function carried out in Lane County already and about how it's excessive and spends funds beyond in ways that are not particularly beneficial for the development of the programs that Lane County needs. We may be an unusual county in that we've got a lot of people who are doing a lot of the work separately in themselves that the commissions are supposed to be doing in terms of coordination and gap filling and that kind of thing in terms of planning. But based on people who understand this budget a lot better than I do, or this issue a lot better than I do in Lane County, I'm going to respectfully vote no on this measure for that reason. I don't think that it's appropriate for us to be spending extra planning money now as opposed to putting money into programs. I think I'd rather do that.
Okay. I might respond, Representative, that the goal of the planning and mapping in Senate Bill 555 last session was to get a clear picture of the service delivery system and the gaps. And you're right, Lane County has been ahead of the curve on that. There were a lot of counties that had no idea of what service delivery was like. And so, you know, they are still in the middle of the process. So for a lot of the local folks, this is still an important piece of work that they're doing.
Thank you.
Well, I too have heard from some folks in Lane County, which maybe is a little bit different than my friend Representative Barnhart has, because I don't think they're as far along as they should be. And whether or not this is going to help solve that problem, but I have some unanswered questions about where they are. I'm not overly happy with it, but I am willing to support this because I understand there is a difficult transition being made. And so I'm willing to go along with this idea.
Okay. I would also point out
that's helpful. Thank you.
For the committee's information, the bill that is being worked in the Senate that would, at this point, I don't even know the bill number, but generically we'll call the Governor's Children's Plan, brings a whole lot more players into the coordinated planning effort. So it kind of moves this to the one plan model we've been trying to get in significant ways.
Okay, thank you.
Mr. Chair, I'm going to be voting against this too. I'm really concerned about the precedent that we're setting here, that we seem to be saying that this commission is different from other commissions. And I'm concerned about funding county local commissions and requiring the State Commission to oversee this. So I'm concerned about that, and I'll be voting against it.
Any other discussions?
I have the same concerns. I mean, direct services are so important to me, and to set this commission apart from any other way we have set up our commissions, planning should be a part of their agency budget. And I take a look at all of these other social service programs and public health and mental health programs that need money but aren't getting it, and I feel it's a bad precedent.
Clerk, call the roll.
Representative Walker?
Aye.
Representative Tomei?
No.
Representative Morrissey?
Aye.
Representative Berard?
Aye.
Representative Montez?
No.
Representative Lee?
No.
Representative Barnhart?
No.
Chair Cruz?
Aye. Committee of Standing for a minute.